hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio with me.
The douche.
Hour 2, the deuce is what we like to call it. Sometimes something gets mixed up there a little bit. I would typically go to the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad now and introduce them, bring them on, but they're in timeout. As they should be. If anybody heard Hour 1, which there might be one or two folks, they'll understand why. But you guys are in timeout, and Vinny's looking at me through through YouTube, Facebook Live, and Twitch right now, bewildered and does not understand, which explains why they are in timeout. So I'm going to give them a few minutes to think about the things they said, the things they did in Hour 1. And we'll see if we let them back on for Hour 2. Are you with me on this,
yes.
Scott Johnson?
Yes.
All right. So thank God we had some backup plans to kind of raise the bar for this show today. And Jared from Next Dive is with us today from Sea Caucus. It's the Diving Center of the Universe this weekend for the Beneath the Sea Dive Show. And he's there showing everybody the cool gear from Next Dive. Jared, how you doing there, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. And thank God we got you, because it was the show was going off the rails.
It was a debacle.
I can only imagine.
Just like every other week, right? So, anywho, let's focus on what you're doing today. You're at the Beneath the Sea Dive Show. First off, how's it going? How are things there in Sea Caucus? Good weather? Are you meeting a lot of Jersey divers and New York divers up there or what?
Yeah, we are. It's the weather's been a little bit cold, but it's good. And today started off a really good show and meeting a bunch of new people that are really nice.
Well, good. I mean, the thing I love about that part of the country, for you, this is your first time at that show, isn't it?
Correct.
And,
yes. Yeah.
So you guys have went up to the area and you meet the divers and they come up, by your booth and they go, I'd like to see this right here, and you kind of get an attitude from the Jersey folks, but it's very endearing. I mean, it sounds a little abrasive if you're not expecting it, but they have big hearts and they're just some awesome divers. I mean, you meet some very interesting people. So the show's going well. From your
perspective. It's going really well.
Good.
Yeah, it's going really well.
Yeah. So what is the first thing they are asking you? Are you getting a lot of like, hey, I'm not aware of Nex. Where'd these guys come from? Are you answering those type of questions or what kind of vibe have you been getting from folks?
We're getting very little of that, but what we're mainly getting is people wanting to see the colors and people saying that they've seen this around and that they like the colors and everything.
Right. Now, did you take some samples up there like you sent me texts the other day of this new project, or is that with you now or no?
It is with me. Yes, we have them on display here, and we're showing people what the internals of the regulators look like. They're one of the regulators that we have is about 3 feet tall.
Yes, and I do. He sent me pictures of this, and he goes, Greg, I got to send you this. I 3D printed our regs, but they're like massive. And yes. I'm like, what do you mean, like 12 inches big or something, like a model type thing? He goes, no, bigger. And I'm like, and I'm looking at this thing. I'm like, oh my gosh, it looks like the size of a, you know, a small garbage can or something. I'm like, you created your regs in this, and they look awesome, first off. And as far as I know, I've never seen anything like it, because they actually work. Is that the case?
The I mean, you can't hook it up to anything, but all the springs work and everything.
That's amazing. So it's probably, and I don't think I'm going out on a limb when I say that Jared and the gang from Next Dive have created the world's largest regulator. You think?
Yeah, I think you can say that.
Yes. It's awesome. I was like, this is, now we just got to get a big old air tank. We got to figure out how to do that. Or what to do with this. He goes, you know, I'm going to take, I wasn't sure. I figured you were taking it to the show this weekend, yes. But I would imagine it's quite a spectacle. Are people getting their picture taken with it and the whole thing?
Yes, they are. And people are just enjoying seeing it being taken apart and how cool it is with all the threads working.
Yeah, that's a genius idea. And that's kind of the out of the box thinking that Next has been bringing to the dive industry over the last few years. I mean, you know, doing something like that's pretty unique, and I love it. But the colors, like you said, you know, the word's been getting out. You can customize these regs to your liking, your style of diving, to your color preference, and that kind of thing. By the way, what's the most popular request right now, color-wise? Do you
get purple?
It is purple, huh?
Purple.
Yeah, yep. Why do you think that is? They just think it's because it's unique, or fans of Prince?
I think it's just people like purple. I don't know that people like the color.
Yeah, why not? I mean, I like red. I have my extra second stage sitting here right on the Scuba Radio desk, and I have the red Next Dive reg, and I use this one kind of like it's just sitting here as a spare. Paperweight amongst other things at the moment, but I love it. I don't know if I got room for the big one, but we may have to add that to the list. You're not going to sell those, I assume.
No, we are.
What? You're going to sell those massive? Is like what? Like as a training tool for repair or just for fun or what?
All of it. So we're going to sell them as training tools, so shops can teach their customers about how they work and whatnot.
Yeah.
But also even just as displays.
That's awesome. I think it's a great idea. You know, I saw especially the first stage was sitting on a table. He sent a picture of it to me. You know what you need to do that is put a light bulb in that thing and turn it into a scuba diver's lamp. Or something.
We can totally do that. Yeah.
So why that's not? You know, and that's the thing. They got the tools to do this stuff, and they're doing it. At Next, nexdive.com. Go there, check out their regs and their systems and stuff like that. So it's going well. You like the area. I mean, not only first time to the dive show. Is that you were telling me before? This is your first time to even the New York area. Is that right? Are you getting out
and
wandering around Times Square and playing tourist in the off hours too a little or no?
We're staying an extra day just to go play and have fun before we go back to the office.
Okay. Well, as you should. You know, they're out there on the West Coast doing their thing. But you're going to be at the other shows. We got two scuba shows coming up here at the end of May, Long Beach, and then the following weekend, Atlantic City. We got DEMA in New Orleans.
So, yep, we'll be at all of them.
Yeah, and it's going to be a party. Well, Jared, thanks for the update. And, it's good to hear the show seems to be doing okay, at least from your perspective. Is that right?
It is, and I appreciate you reaching out.
Yeah. All right. Well, go share that regulator with the Jolly Green Giant up there in Sea Caucus and send me pics, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. There you go. Jared from Next Dive, nexdive.com is the website to go to, and you'll be good to go.
He's checked himself into Sea Caucus.
Sea Caucus. That is true. That is so true. And, they're doing some cool stuff. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
That's awesome. No.
The world's largest regulator. What could we do with that?
King Kong could suck on it.
He usually likes to scale the Empire State Building there in New York City. So, you know, it's better to go prepared, I guess.
Or Gazura.
Okay.
He might melt it with his atomic breath.
Well, there's that. Yeah, it's probably, I don't know how heat... resilient it is. But knowing that, they probably thought through all those scenarios.
The good douche. Stuff.
Okay, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
When it comes to manufacturing quality dive gear, pretty much all the big players were forced to produce their stuff overseas. Nex Underwater Products, however, took a different approach, bringing design and assembly back to the USA. They have an impressive story, and you can read all about it at nexdive.com, along with checking out their complete line of high-quality dive gear. Each Nex regulator system is made to order, cutting down on overhead, which allows Nex to give you way more bang for your diving buck. At the core of each Nex regulator is a unique modular design that can be easily modified as your diving skills and preferences evolve over time. And get this, Nex is the Scuba Lab Tester's Choice winner for 2025. Your best dive will be your next dive. Just go to nexdive.com and order now. That's N-E-X-Dive.com. Nex Underwater Products. Make your next dive your best dive at nexdive.com.
Show off your good taste and wear your favorite radio show and podcast logo with official Scuba Radio merch.
Merch is short for merchandise.
No sh**. Thank you. Very helpful. We've got more than ever at scubaradio.com.
I like it. Sweet.
We're talking high-quality, sharp-looking Scuba Radio hats, shirts, hoodies, beach towels, blankets, board shorts, rash guards, pajama pants, coffee mugs, phone cases, magnets, umbrellas, wall clocks, tennis shoes, even flip-flops.
That's a mouthful.
It is a lot of Scuba Radio swag.
Big time. Lots of stuff. Speaking of which, tell them about the Scuba Radio stuff for women divers.
We didn't forget about the ladies. We've got women's leggings, crop top tees, and tons more stuff for women.
I rock my Scuba Radio merch all the time. Tons of compliments.
Flex your riz.
What?
Represent the drip.
Just don't.
The biggest assortment of Scuba Radio merch ever. Get yours now at scubaradio.com.